It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Dave Jackson, and this is a public version of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Just a quick real podcast this time. So I got a discussion today in the podcasting world because Adam Curry, due to an imminent threat of being sued for playing licensed music on a podcast, has gone completely pod safe. And everybody's complaining about the big, bad, mean record companies. And you know what? As a musician, I know there's nothing more crooked than the record industry. And I'm not going to dispute that. But on the other hand, it's pretty blatant when you just play licensed music and give it away. Now, we could get into that whole discussion. I think record labels are missing the boat. They're not looking at podcasting as a form of distribution and promotion. They're missing the boat. But here's the thing that I haven't heard a whole lot of people say, so I wanted to say it. And I wanted to share it with everyone. Yay! We should be going, yay. Hooray, they're circling the lawyers. This is a great thing. And people are like, well, what do you mean? Are you insane? And I'm like, no. Have you ever seen, do you remember when you were a little kid and your mom would be talking on the phone to somebody important and you'd start pulling on her pant leg or her dress or whatever and going, Mom, 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 and then finally, they couldn't take it anymore. And your mom would go, what do you want? Can't you see I'm on the phone? Podcasting has been slowly gnawing at things like the RIAA. And they've been thinking, you know what? If we just ignore it, it'll go away. It's a fad. And so, in the same way, the podcast sphere rejoiced when iTunes came on board and when Yahoo came on board and we all went, see, we're growing. Look at this as when you go to an amusement park, okay, and you've got that little bar that says you must be this tall to ride the amusement park ride. Well, you have to be this tall to get the attention of the RIAA and their legal people. And congratulations, podcasting. We can stand up and pee now, Mommy. That's right, we're that old. We're a little over one, and check it out, baby. We are not crawling anymore. We are, yeah, exactly. Do you see where I'm going with this? So don't scream and moan about, oh, mean old, you know, record labels are just being, you know, thank you. Thank you for being stupid. Thank you, Sony, for putting awful software on your CDs. Thanks for just pushing people away on an industry that's already alienated the listeners. Thank you very much. We'll be more than happy to take them. So that is my take for today's podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. But I wanted to give you something else. I read today the Pentagon is now going to be podcasting. And if you're interested in some hardware, I got some hardware announcements here. There's a microphone company called Blue Microphone. They are now shipping a Snowball USB microphone. It's going to the manufacturer's suggested retail is $159. It's what's interesting about this. This is a couple now where they're putting out condenser microphones that are USB. And for whatever reason, like the mic stand is, like the clip, the mount is optional. Well, you kind of need that. Also, speaking of USB microphones, Griffin Technology has introduced a new iMic. This is basically lets you connect just about any microphone sound input device, whether it be line level or microphone level. And it actually comes with software called Final Vinyl that's kind of geared towards people that want to convert their old LPs into, you know, digital. And it's actually even got a thing where you don't have to plug it into a preamp, which is what I've tried to do in the past. So those are some little quick other notes I wanted to talk about. So again, just a quick podcast. Oh, also, and this is, you know, got to save the best for last. In Japan, it's not available here yet. For about 180,600 yen, you can now get an MP3 playing toilet seat. Oh, yeah. Yep, 16 songs included. Apparently, it also heats, which is nice. So it's a heat seater, a seat heater, excuse me. automatic washer and robotic action. Toto has added a full-fledged, Toto is the manufacturer apparently, Toto Japan, a full-fledged MP3 player. So that's, there you go. If you thought 180,000 yen, which is actually about roughly 1,800 bucks, was a little much for an MP3 playing toilet seat. Well, it's not just an MP3 playing toilet seat. It's also a seat heater and automatic washer. So there you go. Toto Japan, thank you very much. And I always like to leave you with at least one resource. This is one I'm going to be adding. One of quite a few. 5 or 6 resources that I'm going to be adding. This one is called Beats 365. If you're looking for hip-hop beats, it's the world's biggest hip-hop music library. And they're using kind of a different approach. Basically, you give them a fee, obviously, and you get thousands of sound effects, nature sounds, different instrument sounds, and, you know, really, and you can get these anytime you want, as, you know, well as you can take this and actually rap over it, or podcast in this case over it, and, you know, it's a one-time fee, and you basically become a member, and they update the site frequently. So in addition to, you know, getting the already thousands of resources, you basically, you're buying, it's like getting a, think of it as purchasing a library card. And so I'll have a link out of the show notes. If you go out to theschoolofpodcasting.com, you can click on the link at the upper right-hand corner. That'll take you right over to the show notes. And of course, while you're out at theschoolofpodcasting.com, go ahead and sign up so you can get access to all the thousands of resources and hours of tutorials. So that's my plug for today. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm Dave Jackson, reminding you that life is a classroom. And what did you learn today?